Reflect back to the beginning of the season. Coming in, certainly figured you had a good squad on your hands here this year, and you opened up with two road games against Castlewood and against Scotland and ended up walking away with a pair of victories and only giving up a touchdown in the first two games. Usually, you know, that's a pretty good start to the season, just one touchdown allowed through two games.
Yeah, and that one touchdown against Scotland actually happened. Our offense, JV offense, fumbled the ball, and Scotland picked it up and ran it in. So basically, we didn't, our defense up to that point hadn't even given up a point. So really good start. I thought our execution of offense was really good early in the year. And like I said, our defense has been playing lights out along with our special teams.
Was able to see you guys this last Friday, and I would say that judging by that game alone, really seems to be a nice contribution from a couple of different guys, not just one guy, but really it seems like there's about four or five guys that can make plays out on the field, whether on offense or defense, and just seems like it's a nice group of just football players in general.
Yeah, we've got some guys that have been starting for a while. We lost last year, we lost five kids, and four or five of those guys have been starting for 4 years, and so we were kind of wondering how we're going to replace them. But, you know, these guys that we've got, you know, four or five guys that played on last year's state, when we made it to the state championship and the runner-up game, that the runner-up trophy that we got, I think that still bothers them a little bit. And I think they bring a lot of football savvy out there. They've played for a while. They're very good at their positions, and they really help the younger guys get better each week.
After the first two games of the season, you did have your bye week, so a bit of a week to refresh, heal up, and then took on Canastota and ended up dropping that game to Canastota 22-0. Seems like, once again, Canastota just kind of the cream of the crop in the area. What were kind of some of the things that you guys maybe missed out on in that game against Canastota?
Well, you know, I thought our defense played good. The problem was they were out there all night. Our offense, we stalled out so many times, a lot of three and outs, a lot of we'd just get a drive going, we'd have a penalty. We dropped a couple passes that were would have been long gainers. We overthrew a couple of those as well. So, you know, when you look back on it, we had some opportunities, and our defense really, you know, I'll be honest with you, it was 16-0 most of the game. Canastota had one long run in the second half. Otherwise, you know, we didn't give them much. And for, you know, Canastota, Freeman is used to scoring a lot of points. I think we held them down to, you know, not a lot of yards and definitely not a lot of points. But I was just disappointed in our offense coming off of bye week. We had a lot of time to prepare for them and getting shut out. It was very disappointing. But I think, you know, Canastota Freeman's defense had a lot to do with that. We didn't play well for whatever reason, and, you know, the results were what they were. But, I mean, we would definitely like to have another shot at him if it came down to that in the playoffs or whatever. We would certainly play him again, so to speak. But we have to get better. We had to get better. We weren't very physical in that game, and I think maybe our first two games of the year did not prepare us for that physicality. And so we got back to work the following week and got back to playing physical football and did some drills and practice that maybe took a little toll on the guys, but got us back to playing physical. And so far since then, we've been doing a good job.
Well, I would have to say that results are certainly on the field after that Canastota game. You've now pitched back-to-back 50-plus point shutouts, and from the game this last Friday, again, kind of circling back to getting a few different guys involved, but really, you know, adding depth to the team as well. Had some JV guys out there in the beginning of or late in the first half. Maybe even had some guys younger than that step on the field. So, you know, being able to get a little bit of varsity time, I think, can help build a program. But, you know, these last two Fridays, really, I would have to imagine just, you know, kind of complete game victories where you get contributions, offense, defense, and special teams.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, I think sometimes it's tough to swallow sometimes for our older kids because they want to play the whole game, you know, and so maybe they're not getting all the tackles and all the yards that they normally would get. But, you know, I've explained to them that that's how programs stay, you know, and once they build a program, it's hard to sometimes maintain them if your kids don't get a lot of playing time under the lights on Friday night. So It's how you maintain a program, and I think if you don't have guys on your team that are, I don't know, you know, all about the stats and so forth, and you can make it work. And, you know, for the most part, I guess we don't have guys like that. I don't think they worry too much about their stats and who gets what yards and all that. But our key players, you know, as we get down the stretch here, they're going to have to play full games. So sometimes that's a worry. You kind of wonder whether or not you're going to have a lot of the guys be able to play a full football game. And, you know, that's a concern. But I think in our case, getting everybody playing and getting more experience, so, you know, if guys do get hurt, we can pop them in there and they know what they're doing. I think that's more valuable than anything.
This upcoming Friday, you'll take on DeSmit and then followed up with Oldham Ramona Rutland before the unknown opponent, yet you'll square up with someone else before playoff time. But over these next couple of weeks, Coach, what are some things that you guys need to just kind of take care of to ensure that you continue your winning ways here?
We've got to continue playing physical football. And then, this game against DeSmit this Friday night is huge because they're right behind us in power points. And if we want to have a first-round home game, for sure, 100% at home, we've got to win this game on Friday night. But, you know, I think we just need to continue doing what we're doing, spreading the ball around, you know, getting near 100 yards throwing about every game, and then obviously rushing the ball for 300 yards or whatever, 3-plus. You know, that's important. But I think our defense, playing how they're playing, gives our offense a lot of a boost because we get the ball back in great positions. Our special teams give us good field position. And, you know, we don't have to go so far down the field when we start our drives. And so I think that really helps us. So we need to continue doing that, continue winning the field position battle. And then obviously, like I said, we got to control the line of scrimmage, playing physical football and running the ball, establishing the run, and then throwing it when we want to throw it. So, you know, my quarterback, he started all last year, Isaac Feldhaus, and he runs a very good offense for us. And then our running backs with a lot of committee there. We've got Lane Miller and we've got Riley Genslinger and then Kiefer Klinkhammer, our starting running backs. We've got a couple other guys that can come in with Kalis and Schwab. They can run the ball as well. So we've got just maintaining a balance and so nobody can key on one person is kind of a big thing for our offense and continuing on through the rest of the season and through playoffs.
Just wanted to get your kind of thoughts on this. This year there's that last week where you have an unknown opponent. That opponent will be matched up with you sometime here in the next week or two. Is that kind of going to be treated as kind of like the first round of playoffs, so to speak, since it's an unknown opponent? You'll get to know who it is, but kind of getting into that playoff atmosphere?
We know it's going to be probably either Parker or Baltic for us because we're going to be setting number two on our side of the conference, and Canastota Freeman's number one, so we know they're probably going to play Byberg Hurley, but we're setting at number two. That's where we're going to be, so we don't know whether we're going to play Baltic or Parker, but either way, whatever team it is, they're probably going to be 7-1 as well. And so I think more than anything, winning that game will be huge, and yes, like a playoff game, because all the points you accumulate from those wins that they bring, so you're playing a good opponent. And you know, some people's schedules aren't as tough as others, so this one, you know, this is a game that not only you want to play, but you need to win it, and it would really help you boost up in your power points, and you know, it could be one of those games that moves you up into the top tier or moves you down lower depending on how you do in the game. But I kind of like it. I think it's different. I do like the fact that we're playing teams all year long that are the same sizes us, so we're playing a lot of 9A's and a couple 9B's. They're the same size of schools. What I don't like is that it really does mess up the conference. You know, you don't get to see everyone, and you don't get to play your regular conference opponents from the 9AA schools, and a lot of times they give you a lot more wins because, you know, the Corn Belt is one of the best conferences in the state for football. So I can look at it two ways. I guess it's new, it's unknown. So I think a lot of people are probably having problems with it. But I think overall, probably in the overall realm of things, it's probably the most fair. But I know I can see both sides of it.
Final comment here before we let you go, Coach. Always enjoy the time. we turn the calendar here into the month of October and temperatures down into the 50s. Finally, some fall weather here. Do you think that will have any effect on the team at all?
I doubt it would have much effect on ours. Who it does affect are teams that love to throw the ball every down. You know, that's why we run it. We've always been a primarily running team. Like I said, we pass in there when we want to throw. But, you know, it shouldn't affect us any. I think our kids, you know, will be out in practice today in it, and they get used to it. And I think, you know, we got a lot of these kids. They're outdoor farm kids. They love it. There's a lot of hunters. But I think who it does affect is the teams that rely on their pass a lot more. Passing game, I think they struggle, not only with the wind, but with the other elements involved with it. I think that probably affects them more than us. But, you know, teams that are balanced or can run the ball more usually doesn't take much effect.
Appreciate the time, Coach, and good luck with the rest of the regular season.
Thank you very much for having me.